They say the revolution won't be televised. I guess that's why the world turn and pause and moan when Tupac and Malcolm die. All my bloods and thugs and Harlem Nights, keep reading, keep writing, keep fighting for our queens, fools, pawns, trading kings, lie for temporary cars and charms. I'm the son of Nat Turner, the godson of Nikki Giovanni, nephew of Asada Shakur, second son of Afeni Shakur. So you know the pride of the Panthers in me. Marcus Garvey's red, black, and green is in me. Fools getting shot down, locked up for material living. This is all genocide. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children. Let's get free or die trying to save our nation and children.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of a bitch, get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more black power to my people. This is your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in battle, Shan Saddam Kweli. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. As always, I count this a joy. As always, this is an esteemed honor and pleasure to be able to talk to you, my sisters, my brothers, and some others from this platform, Black Power Radio, the official radio broadcast of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we come to you here every week, Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, to not waste your time, but to help you to know what time it is. And we definitely intend at all to waste your time. We definitely intend to help our people know what in the hell is going on. We were here tonight from our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. We will hear from the Attorney General, Attorney at War, President of Black Lawyers for Justice, Attorney for the New Black Panther Party, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We will hear from the council and those representing the parents of our brother, Kendrick Johnson, tonight on this radio broadcast. But you ask, what is this stuff about Kendrick Johnson? What is this? Well, we have to tell you, we did a show several months ago where we were talking about this. This had just really broke, or really hadn't even broke yet. And we were talking about a young man whose body was found rolled up in a mat in the gym at Lowndes County, rolled up in a gym mat. And the sheriffs had said that he was reaching over to pick up his shoe and fell over into the mat and was killed. But upon further investigation, we learned and found that what they said was true about Kendrick Johnson, it wasn't true at all. In fact, more evidence comes out. Just as recently as a day ago, Kendrick Johnson was not alone in the gym, as initially stated, as the local authorities there initially said. They said he was by himself, but he wasn't alone. There were others in the gym, other students in the gym, and who knows who else was in the gym. And so evidence has come out, and video has come out showing he wasn't by himself. He was rolled up in a gym mat, and later upon exhuming of the body, or his body, his remains, they found out that his organs, his internal organs, were removed. Kendrick Johnson, internal organs removed from the young man. All right? So now we got to get off into some serious talk here. Tells you, and what this tells me, is that there's something very satanic and something very sick that is happening to young black youth all across this country in the public educational systems of America. There's something very, very wrong and something very sick that's happening in the killing fields, or what is known as the public educational systems of America. So we open this show giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers, that great African God who answers to many names and has responded to many situations down the wheels of time. We thank that Creator, that Almighty Noah, that Supreme One and Supreme Essence and Being, for, of course, giving us life and manifesting in us the first man and first woman, the original black man and black woman, and from them spawning many nations and giving birth to many of our ancestors, our great heroes, our great sheroes, our great cornerstones and great builders, the mothers and fathers of society. We're thankful to the kingdoms that they built and the dynasties that they ruled from and of, and the laws and justice they set up throughout the land, and the way that they ruled from their throne and their home all around the globe. We're thankful for the mighty example of our people so that we can look back in the hills of North America and know that we are not niggers, and know that we are not colored, and know that we are not shines and ham bones or pickaninnies, as what our former slave masters called us, but that we can know that we are the mothers and fathers, the rulers, the gods, the goddesses, the Elohim, the council. We are the original people. We are the first people. We are the author of it all, the Alpha and Omega, the start and the finish. That's black people, the so-called African American, so-called, but really African trapped in America. We're thankful to them, and thankful that when a brute slave master and colonizer, used technology and used tactics that divided our people and caused us to fall into tribalism, that we still had strong ones amongst us to teach the truth and to teach that you must resist this beast by any means. So you see the movies like Amistad, and you see the movies like Roots, and you see the movies out there that depict resistance like Sankofa, and all them, you see that movie that talks about how we fought as they worked to colonize us. And that gives us an example of what we have to do today. So giving thanks and honor to the great Nat Turner, and thanks and honor to the great Denmark Vesey, thanks and honor to the Queen Hatshepsut, thanks and honor to Queen Nzinga, thanks and honor to Noble Drew Ali, thanks and honor to Marcus Mosiah Garvey, thanks and honor to Elijah Muhammad, thanks and honor to Minister Malcolm X, thanks and honor to Ida B. Wells, thanks and honor to the Black Panther Party and Black Liberation Army, thanks and honor to the Deacons for Defense, thanks and honor to the original Black Guerrilla Family, thanks to all the freedom fighters, named and unnamed, Ashe, come a mighty long way to push us forward and to help us to exist. But if we lived to make the age of 1,000 years on this planet and our eyes were open and we were able to see and had our sound mind and right bodies and strength, we can never thank the Creator God enough for that great bald-headed, bold black man who said from his own mouth that his purpose on the planet was to give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave, to return to your oppressor and colonizer and the source of that which robs you of your mental power, mind, spirit, and body, to return the ferociousness and return the heat that they had put on your behind for the last 400 years. We are thankful to God for giving us and sending us the great, bald-headed, bold, black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And of course, we thank a black man who labored with us and who stood with us in the face of opposition and in the face of injustice, having a law degree, having degrees and being a degreed attorney from Howard University and from an organizing background and spirit, not leaving us in the lurch and not giving up on our people, but pushing forward, pressing on against all odds. And he served as our national chairman from 2001. All the way up until last Monday night, 2013. And he is pressing on still with us, still New Black Panther Party, and still rolling strong with Black Lawyers for Justice, his organization from 1996. We stand on the foundation and expansion of a bold black man named the Attorney General and Attorney at War, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we thank a black man for stepping up in this hour and being strong in the face of a needed leadership and being strong at a time when many didn't know what they would do. Not punking out, not bowing out, and not being a sissy, but he was trained by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, trained by the Attorney at War, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, trained by his own experiences in the Pan-African struggle, liberation struggle for the salvation of our people, being an organizer from Dallas, Texas, which is the foundation and founding of the new Black Panther Party, organizing the Black Think Tank, organizing with Dr. Leonard Jeffries, organizing with Dr. Tony Martin, organizing with Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. He's an organizer who has stepped up in this hour to take charge and to push the banner forward. I'm talking about our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and we want to welcome him to the broadcast now as we say thank you and Black Power. Now we will welcome our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black Power, sir, and welcome.
Black Power, our national chief of staff, Brother Sean Kwali. First, let me say this. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And the Black Nation want to thank you for being a pillar in this organization and being there night in, night out, day in, day out, keeping that newspaper being edited when it was time, keeping this radio show going on and on when it's time, getting them applications in, your national assistant and others. I just want you to know in this hour, man, we really appreciate your services, and they're not overlooked. And we want to say to all the Panthers that's listening, your services are not overlooked. I told a story about how a young brother from work at Dillard's selling shoes as a Panther, and how he took his Dillard's check and went to the Million Youth March. And his mama was asking him why. He said, because I work with the New Black Panther Party, and that's where I'm supposed to be. It's just so many brothers and sisters who sit around in these Black Panther uniforms that's not recognized in their community, not recognized for their suffering and their attitudes not to look back and to be in this liberation movement. And some of them, and a lot of them names are not mentioned, a lot of them, story is not told, but I want them to know tonight that their work is not unseen. Their faces, when they're holding the post at the back of the room and they're not on stage and they're not on the mic, we see them back there holding that post, protecting the Black Nation. When they're going to the car and loading boxes or doing different duties and not abandoning their post, we see them. We recognize them. And brother, my heart is very, very happy tonight because we've been doing this work, as you just said, 20-some years. But today, maybe an hour ago, I hadn't been touched like I've been touched tonight since I've seen the body of James Byrd with the circles around the highway of his fingers and his knee and his leg and his different parts of his body down that Texas highway in Jasper. Tonight, brother, me, founder, and my big brother, the founder of the Black Lawyers for Justice, and our long-lasting chairman, Attorney Malik Lewis-Shabazz, and our national field marshal, and Brother McKill out of Jacksonville, Florida, and some others, we're out here in a place called Waycross, Georgia. And we stood in the living room maybe 20 minutes ago to an hour of a crying mother, man. Crying mother. She had a son who's in the Navy who fought in Iraq. Made it back home to America. And this ain't on the butler. This is a true story. Made it back home and was attacked by sugar diabetes. He took his sugar diabetes medicine, brother, chief of staff. And sometimes, you know, as when we take vitamins or medicine, we sometimes forget if we took it, did we take it? So He couldn't remember if he took his sugar diabetes medicine or not, so he took another dose later, and it caused him to act erratic. And as he was doing that, his wife called for an ambulance, called for help, because if you take that medication, it makes your mind crazy because it's trying to bring something up, bring it down, bring it up, bring it down. And what you're really doing when you're taking sugar diabetes medicine, from what the family was saying, you're taking a dose to balance you out. If you overdose, you overdose. So instead of them sending the ambulance to the black man, they sent the police. Four white officers, black officer, rookie, they sent him around back. And the man had an 8-year-old baby there, a daughter, and a wife, and his mother. And they came into the house, and they told his wife to get back and get away from him. And as she walked toward them, and her husband recognized right away that something is wrong here. Even in his stage of mind, he just lifted his hands and walked in the living room, kept his hands in the air in his own house. And they shot him 6 times, and when he fell, they shot him 3 more times in the back. I just got through walking where his bloodstains was and where the bullets were in the wall, and his mother was crying so hard, and she said she just keeps re-seeing it in her mind. And look at his 8-year-old daughter, because you know, brother, I got 5 daughters. To look at this man's daughter. To look at this man's daughter in the face, brother, and this baby, 8 years old, saying they killed my daddy. And they tried to act as if the man had a knife. These people had just moved in the house. Everything in the damn house is plastic work. They said, well, he didn't have no knife. We ain't got no knife. We called for help. The 911 call was for help, not the police. Brother, it's painful. In 2013, we just went through the Trayvon Martin. Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll be with Brother Johnson, Kendrick Johnson's family in Valdosta. It's painful, brother, standing in a house where young white pigs, beasts, man, stand humanity. Malcolm X said, damn civil rights. We need to fight for human rights. These people don't even look at us as human beings, man.
Right.
And these white boys come out of these little country towns, man. And just like in some of these movies you watch on HBO when at the theaters, brother, we become trophies, man. If you're a police in one of these towns, man, and you ain't shot you no nigga yet, what you waiting on? They pump 9 bullets. One is in the right arm where he put his arm up to defend himself against him. One is in his left arm. 2 is in his chest. 3 is in his back. 1 is in his face. Came through his eye. Brother, in front of his mama, in front of his wife, in front of his 8-year-old daughter, shot him down like an animal, man. Then tomorrow, brother, we will be with Kenneth Johnson and Jacqueline Johnson, Kendrick Johnson's mother and father. This young man, the story goes out that he was into a fight with the sheriff's stepson over his girlfriend, the sheriff's stepson's girlfriend, from what we're hearing. And he gets into a fight with his stepson, oh, because now he's got the sheriff's girlfriend. The sheriff's stepson's girlfriend goes with this young brother now. And they get into it, and from what we're hearing, he got the best of the fight. Remind me of the Gina 6. Then he goes to school, basketball star, football star. He goes to school, brother. He goes the first period, second period, then all of a sudden he goes to the gym. He falls into a hole up a goddamn mat and suffocates himself. He's an athlete. Brother, to fall into a goddamn hole on one of them mats you roll out and do gymnastics that they roll up and put in the gym is impossible.
Teach.
Then the sheriff comes and say, and they rule it, he suffocated. This is how they playing us, man. He suffocated. And his parents looking for their baby, come home from school, they can't find him. They find him in the gym. The gym got 5 or 6 cameras. But just like in my case in DeKalb County, you can't find the tape all of a sudden. Only time these goddamn pigs find the tape is when they got some evidence against us. But whenever it's them in the wrong, all of a sudden there's something wrong with the tape. There's something wrong with the video. It didn't video at that hour. But then this baby is buried, considered an accident. But, brother, let me tell you something. If me and your son fight in a gym and your son say my son hit him in the head and my son say he didn't, they're going to go look at the tape and they're going to show it and they're going to say your son did hit him in the head, he's expelled. So if a goddamn student die by accident in the gym, you let his family see the accident. But they're going to say because of Georgia laws and the open book law, we can't share the videotape with you. Now all of a sudden the videotape is missing, the son is buried. So the black nation go together and raise money. They go dig up the young man's body to do a second autopsy because they said he died of suffocation. But a certified Georgia doctor the second time say it was trauma and blunt trauma. And then they recognize that his brain is missing. All of his organs are missing. They done put Walmart flyers and papers in his body, and they didn't even have the permission of the family to take his organs. So now it's considered a murder. How long, man? How long do they think we can take as a black nation? You killing us in front of our babies, our mamas, our wives. How long, man, can we go through this? How long can you just say we died by accident? And, brother, then I find out, and this is sickening, brother. Listen to me closely, Brother Sean. This is sickening, man.
Yes, sir.
How long? Then we find out in Valdosta, Georgia, jail, that 75 black inmates have died in that jail under suspicious surroundings. I was showing my daughters a couple days ago the movie Steve Biko. And I'll never forget one of my daughters at the end of the movie, they was rolling the tape of 118 South Africans who died in the jails of South Africa where Mandela was on that island. And it said 100 out of the 118 committed suicide, died by suicide, died by suicide, and the other 18 died by accident. No damn well we ain't committing suicide in no jails, man. And here we are in 2013. We got a situation to check on tomorrow where over 75 people done died in a damn jail in Georgia. Nobody knows about it. Brother, we can't take this much longer, brother.
No, sir, we can't.
You're killing us like fucking savages out here, man, and you get mad because we get angry. And then I'm so damn tired of the new Black Panther Party coming into town and the preachers and the civil rights boys telling us to cool off. The greatest Baptist preacher of all time, Dr. King, wrote from the Birmingham jail, if we cool off any longer, we'll be in a deep freeze. Then he wrote the book, Why We Can't Wait. Stand by. As a child of God, given one life on this earth, and stand by and be murdered wholesale by no damn body, man. And then now, most of the killings are police killings. So now the people that we pay to protect and serve gun us down, and now we became target practice for police like a damn deer or a moose. And if you're a damn police and you ain't shot a nigga, you ain't a police yet, man. We're in a police state, man. Then they arrest me, portray me as some villain all over the world, but they scared to go to court because they fucking lied and dropped the court. They arrest Brother McHale out in Florida, portray him as some mad man, but then they have to let him out. No court. Everything's dropped now, McHale out in Florida. Our regional minister is suing them. Brother Hashim and DeKalb is suing them. They targeted us, man. And the reason they targeted us, Brother Sean, because it's a saying to some, but they better listen to me in radio land. I'm talking about black people. We might be the last man standing. Brother, we got Brother Mikhail going to come on for a minute out of Florida, who's been doing a great work. But Brother Sean, I just got to say today, man, you know, we don't have no time, man. Our leader told us. He told us plain and simple, man. Enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. Well, Brother Hashim, what is revolution? Revolution is complete. Tell him what it is, Brother Sean.
It's complete constructive change.
Who in the hell wouldn't want complete constructive change in these conditions, man? Where are you, Attorney General? Where are you, President? Where are you, black man? Where are you, black nation? We done gave the world a chance without humanity, man. Shaka Zulu and the Zulu nation, the strongest nation in the world, man. Why did the British conquer Shaka Zulu? Because of our nature, man, our soft nature. How in the hell do the Belgian kill Patrice Lumumba in his own country, man? Our soft nature. How did Nkrumah win the independence of Ghana, but the CIA disturbs his leadership, and by the time he ends being the president of Ghana, he has a name of a traitor, CIA all in the middle of it, man. How is we in a nation of Africa with 54 nations and the only nation one conquered by the Belgians, the British, the Portuguese, the Dutch, Ethiopia? Why are you a white man trying to play so innocent with so much damn blood on your hand? All over the fucking world, you kill people who show you respect as a human. The red man here in America tried to teach the British to be civilized. They killed them off, man. You kill off everybody, people, nations. They say the sun rises and sets on the British Empire. The British Empire ain't bigger than a 50-cent piece. You got to be a beast like hell to win the whole world. You got to be a murderer of murderers, liar of liars, rapist of rapists, kidnapper of kidnappers to run mighty, mighty nations, man. So when God wake back up the Mau Maus, yeah, President Obama's, if you like it or not, his daddy was a Mau Mau. They wake up the Zulus. They wake up the Maroons. And they start to wake up the black nation to defend their babies, their wives, their homes, their children. Who in the hell are you to get mad? Man, we're fighting for survival instead of we'll be extinct. We'll be gone from the world if we keep this pace up. We got to stand up, man. And if the white man don't want us to stand up and fight, then he has to look closely in the mirror, and he has to do something that I don't think he can reform and do, brother. He has to change his ways, brother, and I don't think he can do it. But I'll be goddamn if I stand by while he decides if he's going to change his ways, if he shoots me down with his 9mm. I got Melika, Hadil, Zakara. I got Kainga. I got Marissa. I got my son, little H, to raise, man. I got wives depending on me, man. Why do a white man think he can keep coming to our community doing what he wants to us and going back out looking at his flat screen with his daughters and sons and his wife? You just left South Africa, Brother Sean. It hurts my heart to see the movie Serafina, which I watched the other day, and watch when they killed Whoopi Goldberg, who was trying to teach the little kids to be soldiers. Talking about she committed suicide in jail. And when Serafina got out of jail, she went to see her mama. And when she went to see her mama, brother, the white people was out there in South Africa having a party on the green lawn. She's leaving the damn slums in the land of her own, going where some conquerors and some murderers and some beasts having parties for their babies, man. It ain't goddamn Hashim and Zynga, man. It's God of Gods, man, sending the message that a man can't take this forever, man. Dr. King said, how long? Not long. The black nation will not, man, keep crying in living rooms and burying black men while the white police get a paid vacation and get to explain why they slaughtering us wholesale, man. You ain't got to like me. You ain't got to do goddamn thing for me in your newspapers and your radios. But one goddamn thing you're going to do, you're going to respect me, goddamn it, as a man, because God made me, man. And I'm telling the radio listening audience, man, any black man in the sound of my voice, any black woman in the sound of my voice, if you ain't ready to defend your black nation and the unborn black children, then goddamn it, get out of our way, because we are. God made us for this hour and this time, and we got to spiritual wind behind us, man. We're the last, man. We're the goddamn last, man, standing. Got black people scared to talk about revolution, man, about change. We're the fucking still the first fired, last hired. Redlining in the banks. Gentrification in our neighborhood. Drug field in our neighborhood. No long, man, no long can we go to sleep. No long can we go to sleep and set them fucking air conditioners at a comfortable and set them damn heaters at a comfortable setting while our people are dying, man. Most of us can't get 2 blocks from our house before we run into somebody homeless that look like us, man. We can't go 3 blocks from our house before we run into a prostitute, man. Can't go 3 blocks from our house before we run into a gangbanger, man. Can't go 5 blocks from my house before we run into a crooked politician, man. Can't go 5 blocks from my house before we run into a goddamn crooked preacher. The black nation, man, we got to stop right now, man, and rebuild and become what God made us to be, man. But the first thing the black man got to do, he got to become the defender of his house, man. He got to become the defender of his house, man. First thing the black woman got to do, man, she got to become the nurse and the teacher of the babies again, man. No more strip clubs, man. No more young people who look like us. We letting them do what the fuck they want to do in our neighborhoods, man. Now, the people who want to do something about this, man, it's time to get on board, man. Because one or two things going to happen, man. Either we're going to do what we're supposed to do for ourselves, they're going to let the white man wipe us off the face of the earth.
That's right.
They did it over and over again, man. But goddamn it, right now, man. Right now, man. Right now, man. We got an opportunity, man. We got an opportunity, man, to be God's man. Or we can let it go away, man. You can stay on that damn HBO, man. Or that TBS, man. Or that Atlanta Housewife, man. Or you can stay in that damn strip club if you want. But God is going to come at night and punish you for not standing up, cleaning yourself up, man. Leaving that crack alone, man. That cocaine alone, man. That alcohol alone, man. That weed alone, man. Them pills alone, man. Stop hurting your women, man. Stop lying to yourself, man. Stop being fucking cheats and backstabbers, man. No more, man. No more, man. You got to come back indoors, man, and take a shower, man. Clean your damn self up, man. Get off them drugs, man. Stop procrastinating, man. Stop lying, man. God damn it, line up, man. And let's take a block at a time, man. Let's take our neighborhoods back, man. And let's push this goddamn white man out of our fucking house, man. It makes no sense, man. It makes no sense that the history we already have before us, the knowledge we got, the PhDs, the master's degrees, the bachelor's degrees, the mayors, the fucking politicians of the world, and everything we got, we ain't using it for no good, man. Time here, man. We got a time here, man. And we had Brother McHale. Then we'll bring Brother Phil.
Now let her get on now because she got to go.
Okay, brother.
I think she going with us.
Brother, we finna bring a bold black man on, Brother Sean. A man that had to go sit in that cold jail, man. A man that dealt with what he's supposed to deal with, the way a man's supposed to deal with something, man. When a goddamn white man shoot a black baby down eating Skittles and drinking tea, a black man got to show up on the scene, man. Let me let you holler. Let me remind me of Dr. Collie. Holler at me. Brother McHale.
I'm finna get it. I'm finna get it.
Are you all right now?
Yes,
right
sir.
Here. Right here, right now.
Black Power.
You on. You on Black Power Radio.
Black Power?
Black Power. Talk to the people. Tell us what's happening.
Giving all honor and praise to the one God. Thanking that God for all our ancestor revolutionaries. Honored to be doing this work. Honored to be back on the front line. Fighting on the behalf of African black people. And I'm here with Minister Hashim Nzinga, Minister and Attorney at War, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're here down here in Georgia investigating a case of police brutality. And we received some very disturbing information about a defendant, the police, who actually brutally assassinated and murdered another black man in cold blood. Yes, sir. I want to thank Minister Sean Kweli for allowing me an opportunity to come on board tonight. Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What's the details?
Well, this brother is a Iraqi war veteran. He was had a medical issue, diabetic, and he took more medicine than he was supposed to. He had a reaction, and the ambulance was called in, but of course the police comes along when they have those type of incidents. And they came in the man home and made an allegation that he had weapons, a knife and fork, and we found that to be another lie. And they gunned his brother down. And here's the troubling part about it. He was engaged to a white woman. And we believe when they came in and saw this white woman, the white supremacy rose to the occasion. And so I just can't understand, in the year 2013, black men are being killed. And now it's over the white woman. And it should be a wake-up call to the black man and woman that our enemies are not our friends. This white fiance called the police. When the police came, they told her to step aside, and they started shooting. Yes, sir. Shot the brother 9 times, from the back 3 times, 1 time in the head, 2 times in the shoulder, and 1 time in the hand. In front of his 8-year-old daughter. Yes, sir.
Now, I was saying, what are the people saying? What's the
people are angry. They're upset, but they need strong leadership, just like in the Trayvon Martin case. It's going to take the new Black Panther Party and others to come together to bring justice to this case. We cannot continue to chase the white man's money. Every time I have encountered a case like this, the family go gets a lawyer and they're only obsessed with getting the white man's money. And money is only part of the justice, but it cannot equate to a full justice here in this case or any other case. It's the same thing with the Trayvon Martin case. It's the same thing with the Jordan Davis case. The family was immediately paid off, so there was no momentum in the Jordan Davis case. And we believe the same thing is going to take place with the Lamar Roberson case. A quick settlement, the lawyer will do his job, and the police, the brutal assassin, will get away with murder and assassination of another black man. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And in closing, what would you have the community do? What is
we must
the,
unite
action for the
Minister
community?
Minister Sean, unite. We must put pressure on our enemies to do justice, begging for the white man's money. It will happen again and again. When the white man starts feeling some of the pain he's dishing out, you'll see a change in his reaction to our people. But as long as we're begging for money.
I didn't bring it in there.
Your coat here. Right here.
All right.
We must effect change, and we must put the pain on the enemies who are delivering the pain on black people on a daily basis, Brother Sean. There's no way out of it. We can't duck, dodge, and hide and avoid this man. We're going to have to stand up like our ancestors. Today, we'll become political and spiritual cowards. We want to negotiate, but we don't want a true and complete separation from my enemies. Yes, sir. Black power, Brother Sean. I'm going to move on. Black power to all our people. Freedom of death.
All right, black power, brother.
Well, Brother Sean, you know we're in the field, so we're going to keep rolling from the field. We got a sister, Sister Fela, who been traveling with us on this mission. And we got to have some Mayotte balance. We're going to let the sister speak to Black Power Radio. She runs her own show. She do Black Revolutionary film, got films and art festivals. She try to tell our story through films, and we're letting people travel with us now. But when we get our website back up and when we get back going, we can show people what we're going through out there. And we ain't doing this from no living room. We're doing it from the field for now, man. We don't want to talk unless we're out here doing the work, man. Hold on 1 minute. Black Power.
Black Power.
Peace, Black Power.
Peace, Black Power, Sister Fela. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. All is good.
All right. Talk to us. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, well, what's happening is we're out here with the people, and we were actually building with the family and the ones in the neighborhood for the young brother who was murdered by the Lamar Robertson. By a number of police for obviously and of course no good reason. So, it was for me is not kind of but very emotional because just to see the state of our people and recognize that there has not been much change and that as far as we want to claim we've come, I don't see anything new. This is the old South. For real. So, you know, it just, you know, makes it more plain that we have to get active and we need to do much more than all of this talking. We got to get in the trenches and let it be known that this is not acceptable. It's just not acceptable.
Absolutely. What do you think it would take to ignite the spark? What do you see that's missing in the minds of our people that hasn't ignited the spark that we're looking for?
You know what's missing? What's missing is unity. And we just really are going to have to put down all of these divisive measures and start coming together and linking up and stop using all of these excuses as to why we cannot be one and we cannot be a united front. And come together, and that's for the leaders. You got to start at the top. The leaders need to come together, respect one another's position so that the people can know and recognize they see the unity in the leadership, and then they can follow orders, and they understand that, you know, folks are working together for the betterment of the whole of the people, the entire black nation, not just little pockets and windows here and there. So I would say unity, that's, you know, that's the most important thing right now. We're going to have to put away religion. You know, there are obviously there are some things that are going to divide us, which is good. You know, we're going to separate the good from the bad. But you know what I'm saying? We're not going to have predators and all these homosexuals and pedophiles. So that's the division. That's where we need to start drawing lines and kicking mugs up out of the movement. But when it comes to religion and, you know, just things that we're not agreeing on, even putting people in the position to do what they're able to do. Everybody's not a warrior spirit. Everybody is not a praying spirit. So we have to get these people, put them in their positions, let them know that they're needed and they're necessary, and then we got to come together and make these moves. We got to have the warriors ready to get it in. We got to have the prayer warriors ready to get it in. But if we're not at a leadership level bringing the people together, we're going to continue to see these things happening in our community.
Absolutely. Do you see the same thing happening in Waycross, Georgia, that's happening across the country, or is Waycross something totally different? Is it something of its own?
You know what? It's happening all over the country, but to sit up, like I said, I've seen it all, but to actually listen to a mother, you know, describe what's going on with the other mothers in the community, and it's like a every other day occurrence. It's deep. Like I said, this is the old South, and the South is nothing like anywhere else in this country. So, yeah, I have to say that it is worse out here. And it seems to me that the people want answers and the people want help. So this is the perfect time to strike as far as giving them the leadership and giving them the tools that they need to get, you know, an understanding that we are at war. We are at war. We're not chilling, and this is not, you know, a new millennium with a black president who came and saved the day and fixed our country. Our country is fucked up, even worse than before. So, yeah, the South got it bad, yo.
For those with social media, what do you think that those with social media should do in a time like this? Obviously, it's not being broadcast on CNN. It's not on MSNBC. It's not on the local stations really there in Waycross from what I'm hearing. What should social media do and the activists with social media?
You know what we should be doing? Since I'm supposedly a revolutionary social media woo-woo, what we need to be doing is getting this FTP movement cracking. And I'm not talking about for the people. I'm not talking about fight the power. I'm talking about fuck the motherfucking police. We need to get that shit popping for real. We got to let it be known that that's what time it is. You know what I'm saying? We need to revamp that whole movement of, you know, if it's, you know, us against them, because that's how they're treating us. And it starts with being, you know, fierce. You know, we're going to have to take on a position where there's no room for fear at all.
No doubt. It's oink, oink, bang, bang right here. I just want to say for the record, but I want you to speak on it. I want you to speak
right.
on it, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I want you to speak on it. And so what's your closing thoughts? You're there in Waycross. You got to see the brother's mother, and you all are going to deal with Brother Kendrick Johnson and the family. What's your closing thoughts for the radio listening audience that may not be aware of what's happening or just may not be in tune?
My closing thoughts are, if you are anywhere, you know, listening, you need to get the message out. You need to get involved, and you are needed. That's my message to all of my brothers and sisters out there, the young, the old, the in-betweens, whatever. We need you to get involved, and we need you, each one, teach one, reach one, reach each one, reach 100. You know what I mean? We got to get in there and do what we got to do. So that's my message. We have to come together and get the message out that we are at war. These people are after our sons and our daughters. They're trying to take out the next generation.
Absolutely. Sister Fela, thank you so much. Stay strong. You're there in the trenches. We love your spirit. We're riding with you for real.
All right. Bless and love.
All right. Bless and love. Black power. All these people.
Brother.
Yes, sir. You're still on? All right. They may have drop that call. The number to call here is 646-478-4447. That's 646-478-4447. We'll take a call here. They'll call back in. They're calling in now. We're going to get your calls, and let's bring our national chairman back in as they were finishing their thoughts. Go ahead, Brother Chairman.
Brother, before we start taking calls, let's let the founder and the brother who laid the foundation that we're standing on talk about why we're on this mission with Black Lawyers for Justice and why he was so well received by so many today with his new brochure, who we know that we know that's going to change the streets with the brochure that's teaching people their rights and what they can do and what they can't do when it comes to dealing with these police in the street. I'm sure he'll be calling in. Okay. We'll let you go to the founder of Black Lawyers Suggested, our big brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz.
All right, you're on. Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, my dear brother. How are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Doing pretty good, black man. Down here on the front lines, it's been a great weekend, I guess, because it was at Tuskegee University for the Building a New World Conference. We were in Tuskegee in the Courthouse Square for the Big Nation of Islam rally, about 7,000 there. We're in Waycross, Georgia now, coming from Atlanta. And now we're headed to Valdosta, Georgia, where Kendrick Johnson was killed. So on the grind and on the move, got a lot of details. You're the interviewer, so I'll sit here and take your questions, Doctor.
Yes, sir. Well, we've heard the details, but what is the main purpose of the mission? I know it hasn't got a lot of attention, but what type of attention are you trying to bring to it? What would you like to bring out of it?
Part of the mission. Which part?
The visit and the organizational part. Like what is your goal there in Waycross or Valdosta? What are we doing?
Well, I'm going to back up to Tuskegee, number one.
Okay.
When I back up to Tuskegee, I want to say that I was honored to be a keynote presenter at the Nation of Islam's Building a New World Student Conference, which was spearheaded and organized by the great student organizer, the young brother Jalil Muhammad of the Nation of Islam. And there, I was blessed to spearhead several workshops for student activists, which was right up my alley, something that I did at Tuskegee University and that I'll be doing all over the students who are now calling and emailing me and reaching out to me because I have extensive and really unprecedented experience in the student activist movement. So we were going over in detail several workshops. Myself, Brother Terrence Muhammad from the Nation of Islam and others, and I'm also was here there with the great Captain and Brother Bilal of the Eastern Region here, and Captain Bilal of the Eastern Region, New Black Panther Party, and the Captain Hakeem Muhammad from Dallas and the New Black Panther Party, who were there strong also with me. But I would just say this, at the student conference, I was able to really go over for the first time in a while to commune and to convene and to strategize, to give advice and counsel with the students on telling them how to fight issues on campus and how to become student revolutionaries in the mold that either I was or the mold of a Stokely Carmichael, as he was known as a student, later Kwame Ture, or known even Huey Newton, revolutionary student at Merritt College, and Bobby Seale and all of them. So we really got deep into what should be studied, what books you should read, how to organize students, how to look at such critical issues, my brother, as financial aid, housing, campus security, and other campus issues, and how to organize them and move them in a revolutionary direction. I was able to explain to them about the 1989 student administration building takeover that we conducted at Howard University, where some hundreds of us entered the administration building and put all the administrators out, put the officers out, put the president out, and took the damn building for over a couple of weeks. The D.C. police and the Howard University campus police had attacked the building and broke glass to try to move us out, and we stood our ground. And it took old Jesse Jackson to come in there shuffling to try to help us, to try to get us to stop it. He couldn't stop us till all of our demands were met. So it was straight up advice, counsel, communication, organization, with, in specific, the student revolution. And so now they are calling me and email me from all over the country. And so finally, I'm getting where I really want to go and be out there on the college lecture circuit, raising student revolutionaries, student organizers, and giving them their advice and their assignments. Some of them want to be lawyers. Some of them want to be in the new Black Panther Party. Some of them want to form Black Conscious Student Groups. Whatever they want to do, they wanted to build a new world. And let me tell you this, the Nation of Islam Student Conference was a great success. They had student groups from about 20, 30 universities. Howard University was all in the house. I could go on and on. It was an awesome, awesome day, awesome session. I had my brochures at this conference, my dear brother, that I've been talking about, but finally I have them in my hand, my booklet, I call it, my booklet called What Black People Need to Know When Dealing with the Police. Well, what is the purpose of that? The purpose is knowledge. The purpose is wisdom. The purpose is for you to know your legal rights. And I'm trying to make y'all little lawyers so y'all can have the tools and deal with this beast. And so revolution, as we explained this weekend, is based on light. And just at the planet turns at 1,037 one-third miles an hour from the sun that strikes the planet in the center of its equator, so too is light the basis of knowledge, pieces of law, and people just talking, sovereignty talking, little weak pieces. I'm going to give you directly what you can pull out and deal with on this police and this beast and deal with how to secure yourself, how to prevent searches and seizures, how to prevent them entering in your home, how to shut up, how to be quiet and when to be quiet and what to say and how to quote Miranda v. Arizona and all of those rights. Have a reasonable suspicion. And the booklet sold like mad. I mean, them Muslims and them people at this conference, some booklet vendor attorney.
Your phone was breaking up, big brother.
Yeah, I hit my stride, is what I'm telling you, Minister Sean Kwale. I hit a legal stride, and I was able to give the people the students information and knowledge. I was able to give all of the key people in the Nation of Islam key legal advice that they can use in FOI class, MGT class, advice that the new Black Panther Party can use so we'll become well-versed and knowledgeable in the law. And so that was just Saturday. I'll take you to Sunday, then I'll let you ask some questions about what's happening today so we can get clarity, or at least from my perspective. But so that was Saturday, and that was strong, strong. On Sunday, there was about 7,000 in the courthouse square in Tuskegee, Alabama. I mean, packed everywhere in this little small town. And so it had to be some hell of an organizing that went on by Nation of Islam leadership to get all them black people and black Muslims and all of them packed out there to hear from Minister Louis Farrakhan. Now, I'm blessed to be sitting right next to the mayor of Tuskegee, Alabama, Johnny Ford. I'm blessed here to be on the program to speak on the main program and to have a few words. And by Allah's grace, many of you saw it on NOI.org. Many of you watched it. By God's grace and his grace alone and the spirit that Dr. Khalid Muhammad put in me, I was blessed to speak strongly, clearly, and boldly to that crowd to get across the message about reparation and God's judgment on America and our legal rights and so forth in the time that I covered. I was blessed to get a message out that will help our people. And so then also on that day, there was also a day of transformation it was a transformative day and a challenging day. Minister Louis Farrakhan, who they all came to see and hear from, Minister Louis Farrakhan was ill. And you know if Minister Farrakhan didn't make his that event with so much effort and energy went into, you know the minister must have been really, really ill and under the weather. I didn't know it at all. I'm sitting up there waiting for him to come on. So I was shocked as well when his daughter, his fiery and beautiful daughter, Donna Muhammad, made the announcement. And so what was it, my dear brother? It was unity there. Before we got to that part, we had Southern Christian Leadership Conference. Charles Steele, he rocking the mic. We had Fire Rose Sanders. I'm talking about legends in this movement that have been fighting in the South and fighting this cracker in the South for decades. They were all in the house. I mean, legends in the Civil Rights Movement, legends in the Nation of Islam. And you know, Alabama home, the Lowndes County, the home of the Black Panther Party, and Stokely and all of them. I'm talking about sacred, divine, black, holy grounds of struggle. Selma, Montgomery, Birmingham, the Birmingham bombings, the four little girls, all of that. And so we were all together in unity and under a main theme and focus of doing for self, like in the mold and spirit of Booker T. Washington, the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and the main message, because Minister Farrakhan was ill, it fell on the shoulders of young Ishmael Muhammad. And I have to say to this audience that I'm proud of Minister Ishmael Muhammad, because Minister Ishmael Muhammad stood in the gap. He stood up when everyone was expecting the leader of the Nation of Islam to speak, and he wasn't there. And Minister Ishmael stood in the gap, and he didn't waver, and he gave a great message. And it showed that the Nation of Islam has that hope now, has that chance now, has beyond hope, has beyond chance, has a plan to continue on into perpetuity. And I saw all of their top ministers there, sit there and hear and deal with the fact that Minister Farrakhan was ill, but Ishmael handled it. And I saw them warming them up over the minutes and over the hours. I saw light in their eyes. I saw them go from halfway down to up. And so I'm glad to say that Ishmael stood in the gap, and that Minister Farrakhan, at 80 years old, we don't have to worry about going around in circles like we've done in years with leadership falling down and organizations falling down. Nation of Islam has young leadership, young people, and new leadership that they can count on into the future. Now let's relate that to the Panther Party, then I'll be quiet, because now the new Black Panther Party is in a similar stage. And many of you all have been used to the exclusive leadership and the chairmanship of Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz. And many of you were asking the questions just a week ago or so of, well, what's going to happen to the new Black Panther Party? And it's going to fall apart in 6 months, and we can't do it, and I don't accept the new chairman. I don't. Yeah, but you got to understand now we're in transformative times. And these transformative times, I asked you a week ago to be patient. Be patient. Now we can see, and before our very eyes, our new chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, growing before our very eyes, getting a foothold before our very eyes, standing up like a man before our very eyes. And so I urge you, and I admonish you, and I'm telling you in this radio listening audience, back the leadership, Chairman Minister Hashim Nzinga. Back the leadership of the Chief of Staff, Minister Sean Kwali. Back the leadership of Brother D.K., Minister of Defense, Derek Brown. Back Hakeem Muhammad. Back Brother Bilal. Back Brother Zaid Muhammad. Back all of those, Imam Akbar, Mikhail Sharif, who I'm here with now down here in the South. Back the Central Committee and back them and show character, show maturity in this hour. See how what the Nation of Islam is doing in their transition hour, and you do the same. I told you last week I will continue as your spiritual guide and continue as your lawyer. Now you see Black Lawyers for Justice and the Panther Party down here in the South getting busy all over America. So, you know, brother, I could go on and on, but let me be quiet and let you ask your questions.
You fired up. But just tell us more about that pamphlet that you put out, how we can get it, what What's in
yeah,
it?
Yeah, what you can
why
do
it's
is
important.
Yes, sir. BLFjustice.org. I have Brother Khalik Musawir of the Nation. He's working on the website right now. BLFjustice.org. You should be able to go on by tomorrow or the next day and just click on that. It's very, very valuable. And it will be available in different cities. In different cities that are capable and capable.
We're losing your signal, brother. Brother Turner, you there? All right. I think they dropped that call. Again, live from Waycross, Georgia, headed into Valdosta, Georgia, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Lawyers for Justice, and our National Chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and they're in the motion, and they're in the field, so you can expect that. They'll call back in a second, but we're going to take your calls on these topics and what's happening. Here they go around, right back at you. Yes, sir, you're
back
with us. Yes, sir.
Am I back?
Oh, yeah.
To it, and let me reemphasize this. I urge you and admonish you to back the new chairmanship and the central committee of the new Black Panther Party. Back Minister Hashim and back Minister Kwame and every word he says. And he will be the winners in this hour. And I'm just going to warn you straight up. If you bump into leadership, continue to act. If you look against this leadership, you will be the loser. Because I'm telling you that from on high. I'm telling you that. Now, and so our booklet, it again, it's
we're losing your signal, brother. Turn you going in and out on us.
I'm going.
Yes, sir, brother and sister, just be patient. We're trying to catch the signal from the brother attorney as he's trying to finish his point here. It just fell off. But again, 646-478-4447. 646-478-4447. Press 1. Kendrick Johnson and our other brother shot down by the police. All right, he's back with us. Yes, sir. You're on now. All right, brother attorney, you with us? Or he was with us. Just having technical difficulties. They're way down there deep south in Georgia. And so I can imagine they're around them trees and interfering with them tower signals. And so you know how that goes. But again, Kendrick Johnson, found rolled up in a mat, and his organs was missing. All right, he's back with us now. Yes, sir. Can you hear us, dear brother? All right, okay. All right, he was there. All right, but again, we're going to take your calls, but found rolled up in a mat. That's the point I'm saying. And organs taken out, and the sheriff say there was no foul play. So our brothers and sisters are on the ground there in Waycross, and they're there in Valdosta finding out what's happening. And they're telling us that they have looked into the eyes of crying mothers, concerned family members and residents who know something is wrong. And Waycross, for example, reports tell me it's predominantly Black. It's a predominantly Black area. And there's been very little media attention paid to this story at all. Very little media attention paid at all. The message is not out there that our brothers have been killed in this manner and have died in this manner. And this is something that is happening, as you heard Sister Fela say, all around the country. But that South is a special beast of its own, where many of them bastards don't want to let go of the old ways. They want to continue the old ways and keep black people as slaves in a servitude-like position. And so they intend to enforce their law or their rule on a black man or black woman by any means, even if violence. And so that means we got to resist and have to resist in all ways. We must defend ourselves. And I want to say, too, leave that white woman alone. No disrespect, but leave that white woman alone. The white woman was the one that called the police. We don't know the situation. But leave that white woman alone, black man, and go to your black woman and work that thing out. And so as we wait for the return of our brothers, maybe they're in motion, we'll take your calls here. Number to call, 646-478-4447. And we'll go to our first call here at area code 504-432-504-432. You're on live, Black Power Radio. Welcome.
Black Power, Brother Sean.
Hey, Black Power. Black Power, my brother.
All right. I just want to ask two quick questions. But, brother, you know we still living in Napoleon's Law. Napoleon's Law. Laws from way from back in slavery times. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say. Now, what's the brother that they found with his organs and stuff out? What's the brother's name again?
Kendrick Johnson.
Okay, Kendrick Johnson. Now,
yes,
I mean, talking about that's no foul play. That's foul play, man. You know, ain't nobody going to just, you know, come out there with their organs hanging out. That's foul play. That's something that they really, I mean, the black community really need to get off into and check out. And my other question is, I know we have the Panther Party, but do you think black folks should create a political party? I know we got the Black Panther Party, but I'm talking about a political party who going to go out there and do what we have to do.
Well, the new Black Panther Party is a political. It's a revolutionary political party, which means that it takes a revolutionary stance on the issues of our people, and our predominant leaning is self-defense, but that does not negate proper electoral politics, what we call local city politics, if that's where a person has an interest. And being black nationalists, our number one goal is for black self-determination. So we are political. I don't want nobody to think that we're not political because we're talking about armed self-defense or legal self-defense or any of that. We are political. But I would say that there should be other organizations that hit this thing from different angles and different perspectives that will work the problems of black people and the black community. In different ways. You have some who are specialists, for example, in the reparations movement. Others are specialists, for an example, in certain politics. So, yeah, brother, we should absolutely have other organizations that work in different various formations, but don't never think that the new Black Panther Party is not a political organization, because it is.
No, the reason why I asked you that, because I was looking at on the documentary on Tupac, when Tupac said we need to come out with our own political party because we built this country. We see none of the benefits. He said,
oh, yeah.
Tupac said that before he died.
Oh, yeah.
He said that.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. And but he also was the chairman of the New African Panthers, and he probably, if he would have been allowed to live, would have busted out that New African Panther on us. He just wasn't given a chance to live.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you, bro. I got Attorney Shabazz back on the line and the rest of the family, but I got to bring them back in, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you
all
for
right.
your question.
You. Black Power. Black Power, brother.
All right. Black Power, my brother. Black Power. Right. Let me bring the family back in. They got settled in. Let's see if they're here with us. Well, they was back on. They falling off. Having phone problems. All right. So call back in, Brother Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz and Brother Chairman, Minister Hashim Mzinga, y'all call back in. Let me take another call here. Let's see if they're with us. Let me take another call here. The area code is 562-239. 562-239. Black Power Radio. We're on live on the air. What's your question? Black Power. Welcome.
Black Power, brother, National Chief of Staff, brother Ali, here on the West Coast,
Black
brother. Black Power to you, brother.
Black Power to you, my brother.
Yes, sir, brother. Calling you again from yesterday. But, brother, when I hear this, brother, I hear the pain in our National Chief of Staff, brother. Pain and fire, they all the things put together. But I can hear the fire in that brother's voice. You know, and that's what we need
chairman.
Right now. Yes, our national chairman. Yes, sir. And and of course, having Dr. Shabazz, brother, I mean, those two together with Brother Mikhail and yourself, brother, we have a bomb ticking, brother. And all I can tell our people throughout the country is just to hang tough and steadfast pray, man. And let's keep it black, keep it real, because we're going to overcome all this nonsense. Brother, let me tell you something, brother. Since I've been a little fella, I've been hearing these police shootings and black on black men. It's been, you know, it's been an all-out assault on black men from the time when I was a little fella. You know, right there in Louisville, Brother Sean, where they were blowing brother's fingers off. Brother had his hand up, blew the brother's fingers off. Police were getting awards for killing black men. This is nothing new. This is old, brother. But brother said something that made sense. He said, we are going to have to put the pressure on these people. And as Dr. Collins said years ago, when caskets roll in their communities, he said, then you'll see something. He said, pain will bring you around. And like you said, we're going to have to organize and pressure these people and keep the pressure. When they come to our communities with this foolishness, there's, you know, they're going to be, they're going to, they're just going to take, words, I'm lost for words, I'm talking too fast. You know, there's consequences for
take
what
your
you
time,
do, brother.
Black.
And they, yeah, I know it, brother. I'm at work. I just sneak off and talk to you at the plantation. But there's consequences,
yes,
brother. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Within our communities and with our people. But listen, brother, I'm not going to keep talking. Right here in Los Angeles, I'm organizing right now, brother. I got youth. I'm getting the numbers to youth. I'm trying to organize young black men from 10 to 15, brother. So, yeah, you know what? This thing is going to work out. So black power to all my family, Brother Sean. My brother, National Chief of Staff is what I want to call you, brother. Love you, brother, and keep doing, keep up the good work, brother.
Love
Black
you
power.
Too, brother. Yes, sir. You keep up the good work too, brother, out there on the West Coast, and keep striving. Be out there soon. Build up something strong, brother. Make our ancestors and our people proud.
Yes, sir, brother.
Black.
Thank you.
All right, thank
Black
you,
power.
Brother. Black power, power to you, brother. Sneak off on the job to get in on Black Power Radio. That's what I'm. That's what I like. I like it. Hell, get off in the break room in the closet somewhere and call in on the issue. You got to do what you got to do. Next call here, your area code is 302-691. 302-691. You're with us on Black Power Radio. Give us your question or your comment over these issues. Black Power, welcome.
Peace.
Peace.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm very well, brother. Thank you. I just want to chime in on what happened to the brother Kendrick Johnson. That stuff that they're trying to say that he suffocated in a gym bag is BS. We know that's not the truth. We know
not
that's
at all.
Not the truth. And with body organs missing, that's not what happened, brother. He did not suffocate. I looked at his pictures. He's too damn big to suffocate in a bag. He's not a baby. He's a grown man.
Yeah, did you see the way you see the way his face was beat up? Did you see that?
Yes, sir. And I see how you had the picture next with Brother Emmett Till's body. Look very similar, don't it?
And
this is 2013, and this shit is still going down.
Yeah, that's.
And I just
want to
say, no justice, no peace. And thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you, sister, for calling and stay active and stay vigilant. We appreciate you. On the line, and we appreciate you wherever you are. If you would just let people know about what's going on for Brother Kendrick Johnson and what's happening there in Valdosta, Georgia. Stay tuned. We're going to keep you informed.
All right. Peace.
Okay. Peace. Yeah, it's important, brothers and sisters. We keep each other informed on what's happening. This is getting very little media attention, very little media play at all. And so it's a good thing what our people are doing down there on the ground. Let me bring back in President of Black Lawyers for Justice, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're having some phone trouble, and we've got him back now. Yes, sir, Black Power.
All right, I'm back on. You know, we're down here in these backwoods and towns of Georgia. But the main thing to understand about this radio show and this call that we are on tonight, Minister Hashim Nzinga and myself. I'm also here in the vehicle with the mighty queen, Sister Fela, mighty RBG warrior and radio host and vegetarian, Sister Fela. She's us. And Brother Simon here, who's awesome. I mean, what it is, Brother, it's a united front, and it's the unity. You know, I've been preaching this united front and unity. And y'all who don't understand what I'm doing and where I'm going in this hour, I ain't going to spend too much time explaining it to you. You just watch. You just watch how I walk and where I'm going and how we walk and where we're going together. Then it'll make sense to you. Now, what it is here, my dear brother, because I think you were trying to ask initially, well, what's the purpose? I can't stop all of that. But I wouldn't go as far as to be speaking in specific, like Pastor Pai, but here's my advice. And if I'm here with the next of Lamar Roberson, a very competent and capable attorney for the attorney Chestnut from Atlanta, Georgia. And his client is in the region educating the people.
Yeah, again, down there in them sticks, the mighty sticks, the backwoods of Georgia have conquered the phones of our brothers and our sisters, and they're trying to get it out. They're trying to get the information to us, but them signals is something crazy, so we're trying to work with it. And he'll call back in. Hopefully he can get situated. And again, the number to call is 646-478-4447. He's back with us, and we're trying to keep him on here. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Attorney.
Okay, bear with me, because, you know, we're just out here doing the work. And so, again, which is my life work, I'm always going to stay on the grind. Hashim and Minister Hashim and Zinga, he's on the grind right now. He's working. He ain't talking and writing. He's working. And advice. Let me say this before this phone cut off. My advice, I'm still an advisor and well capable. See, when we're in these towns now, Waycross and Bagosta, all of these little towns, this is what
Yes, sir. You still there, brother? All right. All right. 646-478-4447. We're talking about Brother Kendrick Johnson, and he's back with us here now.
Y'all yes, bear with us. We're going in and out, but you're driving now here through the woods. So if I go out, just bear with us. Yes. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. If I go out, bear with me. Just be patient. What I'm trying to say quickly is that in these little small towns is where the Panther Party can be built and be built. And eventually this will result in the change. Now, you don't have the arms. You don't have the over force. You keep building into the west of this action.
You still there, brother? We're bearing with the brother attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. They are in motion in the backwoods, Waycross, Georgia, going in and out. Signal going in and out, and we want to get the information. I want to get it like you all. He's got something to say, and they're talking about what they're doing. But that phone keeps going out. Okay, he's back with us now. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Everywhere, I'm going to just say it quick. Everywhere I'm doing this legal work, if the Panthers can come, they can build this Panther Party. Because I'm going to be on the ground every damn where in America, and everywhere I go, if y'all will go, not even where I go, if you go where I go, or if you go like I go, and just work. Stop all that goddamn emailing and talking and work. you can build this army all over America. You do what I begged you to do for 12 years. Now, I'm doing what I'm born to do and what I went to school to do and what I'm trained to do. And that's what I'm doing for my just to get up and help black people. Now, I'm in here again.
Yes, sir. You still there? Yeah, he was hitting on something serious. Just do the work. We just want to do the work. That's what black people want. We want results. We want to do some work. He's back with us. All right. Go ahead, sir. Can you hear me? Sir, Brother Turner, can you hear me? Yeah, they're having some blacknickel difficulties, but it's worthy, though, because they're soldiering. So, hell, when you up in them hills and wherever they are, hell, you get them kind of results. But the point he's hitting on is do the work. Do the work. We don't have to be talking about it. Can't Facebook our way to it. Got to hit the ground. And that's for all New Black Panther Party and everybody who is concerned. Whatever we see that's not happening, we got to do. We have to be the change that we want to see. All right, he's back with us. Okay, go ahead, sir.
For a minute, and then I'm going to give up on it in a minute. But I got to tell you, and this is especially this specific week, so you can see how this transition. Any of you, look, let me say this, Brother Sean. Y'all shut the hell up. Saying I resigned, I did not resign from nothing. I completed my term. I'm on the front lines for black people. I did what God told me to do. I follow God's orders, and he told me to let Hashim and Zynga and the others now grow and develop and get stronger and get their chance, just like Minister Ishmael and others in the nation are growing up and getting their chance. And now I have to do that work like a Johnny Cochran and Charles Hamilton Houston and others, but I'm a warrior lawyer on the front line. And here, we've established a base in this town we just came from, Waycross, Georgia. They ate this legal information up like wildfire. And now the government also established a base in Waycross, established a base in Valdosta, a base in Tuskegee, Alabama. All over America, y'all can build and will build, and you will be okay. Now, so we're asking what the purpose is. We got to build this movement. We have to build a defense base. We have to build a legal base. We have to build a united front. We have to build an organization. You have to build on the dissatisfaction. The people are dissatisfaction. Some of us are going to, some black people are going to continue to be killed. They're going to continue to be shot. It's not going to necessarily stop, but the tables are going to be turned, and there is going to be some justice. Believe that as long as you stand up and fight. Now, we're going to be here with Kendrick Johnson. I'll be with Kendrick Johnson's family. I'll be with his attorney, Benjamin Crump, tomorrow, and Black Lawyers for Justice will be lined up with the New Black Panther Party, and we will be at the courthouse at Valdosta, dealing with the coroner and dealing with the fact that this young man had a fake autopsy where they didn't even tell us that the organs out of his body were the organs was taken out of his body and stuffed with newspaper, and they want to tell us a lie that this man is mangled and distorted and deformed as his body looked, that he just virtually slipped on a banana peel in some freak accident. And we say, hell goddamn no. And so we are right on the cutting edge of the key cases that black people need. And soon around America, I will be the lead lawyer on many of them cases as the warrior lawyer on the front line. And so as I conclude, brother, y'all just need to get ready, because this is a battle that's going to be fought from the cradle to the grave. And all the Panther Party has to do is build up these chapters and build up these cells around America. That's your duty, to protect and defend black people. They are out here. They want to be a part of it, and you can do it. I'm your spiritual guide. I'll help you do it. and Minister Hashim and Zynga can get it done. I'm going to give up this legal information. I'm going to represent these families, and I'm going to speak truth to power, and I am going to be on my job every second to the – I don't sleep. And Hashim and Zynga not sleeping. Sean Qualia not sleeping. We're one united family, one united front. Get up out your bed, stop the depression, and kick some ass in the hells of America. I love you, Sean Qualia. There's no better man I could have worked with and no better man that I'll continue to work with. May God bless y'all. I'm going to get off of here. We're headed into Valdosta. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Black Power. Love you, too.
Love.
Yes, sir. That's word to the wise. Word to the wise. Get up and get busy and help to save our people. And let me take your calls here. That's heavy, heavy instruction. Glad to hear. As I told you, the Attorney General, I told you what it was. He's an Attorney General, an attorney at war, doing what he got to do. Next caller here, your area code is 313-869. 313-869. You're here on Black Power Radio. Kendrick Johnson, organs removed. Our brother there in Valdosta. Shot and killed. They just called 911. Tell us your thoughts on it. Talk to us. Black Power, welcome.
Brother that was shot and killed. But I can't. It happened in Dallas, didn't it?
No, we're talking about a case here in Valdosta, Georgia.
The Kendrick Johnson one. I'm really familiar with that case. But you know what the problem with that is?
Go ahead, brother.
If the problem is that police. They know that we're not legally astute as to what really goes on behind closed doors. So, you know, they could show up on the scene and they look at each other like, oh, Bill, you know how white people talk. Bill, we'll just write this up as he just fell in there. What did they say, he was getting his shoe or something?
Yeah, he was reaching for his shoe.
Yeah, I mean, and that's bullshit, and we know that. But the reason that they know, we know, but they saying we not going to do nothing is because our people are not legally astute, and we don't know the know-how or the legal process to go up against them and what they say. And the fact of the matter is, you know, like you said earlier on in the show, that there was other people in the gym with them, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You got your other black people who not going to snitch. That's one entity. And the other entity is you got the police who either don't give a damn or do give a damn and just picking with us saying that we not going to do nothing about it. It's becoming a problem in the black community. You know, we having too many of our young brothers dying and really nothing happening about it because we don't have the know-how to do something about it. You know, I mean, I'm glad to see that the NBPP is on it. You know, I got big respect for this organization around here because, you know, y'all letting it know how it is. But I really want to stay up to date on what's going on with this Kendrick Johnson thing because I don't see how. At first, I mean, this whole thing is just fouled up. You know, you got his body. They won't tell what happened to it. They know good and damn well they got a camera in the gym. They not letting that video out. Next thing you know, the dude coming up, his organs gone. I really feel for this brother's family because they really putting them through it. You know what I'm saying? And it's these white devils out here who we letting do it, you know? What the fuck y'all going to call the police for? What they going to do? You might as well just call at the corner and let that be a day. But I don't know, man.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It's pretty pathetic. Go ahead.
It is pathetic. It's beyond pathetic out here. We letting them control our lives. Like they gonna kill one of our black people. We never gonna do nothing about it. You might as well. I mean, for all the young brothers listening to this radio broadcast right now, you might as well just tell your daddy, man, just go and get you that AR-15 with that infrared, you know, that 4X scope and that 50-round magazine because, you know. They're going to pay the same thing for a PS1 anyway, and, you know, say police just going to shoot you. You might as well just put a bullet where it count. You know what I'm saying? Let me be the head of the new Black Panther Party. You know, hopefully one day I get to kick it with y'all. I'm giving the brothers AKs for Christmas because it's that real out here. They killing us, and they not giving a fuck, and it's pissing me off.
Like
your AKs
spirit,
and
black man.
Grenade, Sean Qualia.
We like your spirit. We definitely have to have self-defense. And
I mean,
know how to use
we do.
It.
I mean, they're going to kill us anyway. We might as well shoot these motherfuckers. Because, I heard somebody say earlier.
We got to shoot
was
in self-defense.
I'm not saying we're going on the offensive with these guys, but we got to do something that's gonna make them take us more serious or at least respect us.
I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you what it is. The reason why our people are gunned down in the fashion that we're gunned down and assaulted the way that we're assaulted is because of our disunity. Sister Fela hit it earlier. We're a disunited, disjointed people, and so when an attack happens on one end of the map or one end of the country, there's no response from the whole. If you did that in the Jewish community, if you did that in the Chinese community, if you did that in the so-called Latino community, the whole community feels that, and they respond. And so this is the same fashion that black people have to move in. When somebody hurts in California, when somebody hurts in Florida, when somebody hurts in Georgia, when somebody hurts in New York, when somebody hurts in Michigan, we got to respond as one family and respond collectively. That's when the beasts will take you seriously, because as the Honorable Kwame Ture said, you cannot fight an organized faction, an organized enemy disorganized. So about that. We cannot fight organized enemy disorganized. That's how we're going to do it. Outside of everything else, AKs and anything else, if we are disunited, brother, that our disunity will not help us in the battle. So the first thing we must do is unite.
That's right. I feel that. In secondary, we got to get some backbone.
No doubt. So we got to be taught. We're being taught. You support that program. Support that Panther program and get it popular where you are. Like I said, we got the tools and the training to give you. As you're coming behind great men and standing before and on the shoulders of great men and women, you know about the Huey P. Newtons, you know about the Bobby Seals, you know about the Eldridge Cleavers, you know about the Asada Shakurs, the BLAs, you know about the Honorable Khalid Muhammad, you know about the Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, you know about the formations and the legacy that you're standing on. So now you got to play your own part and push the thing
right
forward.
I mean, I know a little bit about the people you name, but, you know, first and foremost, I just know how to rack these M16 back for these crackers who listening.
That's a good start. Hey, I'm not here to crush your spirit. That's a great start. That's where you got to start.
Sean,
I
got mad respect
for you.
I heard about you through Naeem Jalil Shabazz. You know, he be up at the park hooping, and he one of y'all.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's my comrade. That's our comrade, Brother Naeem.
Yeah,
respect
you know,
to you,
so
brother.
He's
he
dropping that knowledge on us.
Hey, man, he's doing the work. Listen, if you with Naeem, you with good people and you in good company.
Right,
what I can tell you, brother, is just to link up with him, you know? Link up with him, and y'all put something together righteous that will make the people proud. And we ain't got to talk about what we must do or what we should do, but we'll be showing you what we're doing. You know, and that's what Attorney Shabazz is showing you down there in Georgia, and our national chairman is showing they and Sister Fela and Brother McHale, they on the ground. They right now, as we talking, they on the ground, away from their families, away from the stove, away from the house, away from the TV. They on the ground defending black people, looking into what's going on with Kendrick Johnson, looking what's happening. That's the kind of activity we got to have, brother. We got to be able to move and shake. You know what I'm saying? So link up with Brother Naeem. You in Michigan? You
Hello?
In Detroit, brother? Okay.
Yeah, I stay in the Morgan Gardens. He stay right on the north end. We be all the time. He be kicking that knowledge like a motherfucker.
Okay, well, he's doing the right thing. We'll get the knowledge then. Get the knowledge and get the training. Bring something to the table. And y'all support Brother Naeem. Y'all build y'all a chapter. We want to build a new Black Panther chapter there in Detroit and in the Michigan area that's worthy, because y'all right there in the backwoods of white supremacist territory and poverty and destruction is happening amongst the community, and they need some encouragement. We need the upliftment. We need a program that's going to provide survival and the basic needs of our people, the basic wants of our people. So get you a copy of that 10-point program. Study that,
yes,
and then go for it. And you got my support, and like I said, Naeem got my support. So we'll talk. And let me get my number from Naeem or get my contact.
I will. I'm going to tell him tomorrow.
All right, my brother. What's your name?
Jamal.
Brother Jamal. All right, black man. My honor to meet you and talk to you. Stay strong. So
great talking to you, Sean Kwali.
All right, Black Power. That's Michigan right. Checking in, family. Michigan checking in. The D, Detroit, a city that's close to my heart. And glad to hear my brother Naeem out there working and putting it down. All it takes is a little communication. We just disconnected from each other. but we're really family. We disconnected from each other, but we really family. And so we got to take the real Pan-Africanist spirit, which means that we are family wherever we at in the planet. We got to stop being tribes and come together as one. Glad to hear my brother know about that AK and know how to put it on. We just got to know how to use it and know when the hell to use it, because even a samurai will sheath his or her sword at the right time and pull it at the right time. Ain't nothing but some training. Next caller here. Your number is 347-218, 347-218. You're here, Black Power Radio. We're talking about our brother Kendrick Johnson, and we're also talking about our brother, Brother Robeson is his name. Brother Robeson killed, Jack Lamar Robeson killed in Waycross, Georgia, gunned down by the police there. So let me take your call here and get your thoughts on this issue. 347-218, you're on live, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean Qualley. This is Brother Supreme from Queens, New York.
Black Power, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm just, you know, I'm dealing with some personal things. That's why I just, you know, step back. I haven't been in the field in a minute. So I'm looking, you know, to give, you know, I'm looking forward to getting back out there in the field and doing, putting in some more work like I was doing before.
You don't have to stay in that field.
Yeah, I have to get back out there. There's a lot of work to be done. In New York, you know, especially in New York, because there's a lot of stuff going on out here, too. But, you know, it's like I went to see 12 years of slavery, and this has been going on for so long, you know. These crackers killing off our people, and it's like, you know, it's never ending. And like you said, we're going to have to unite and strike back. That's the bottom line. If that doesn't happen, then, you know, unity is a must. But, you know, we're dealing with a lot of brothers and sisters that are actually in the triple stages of darkness. So it's like, you know, in order for us to wake them up, we have to spark that light. And, you know, the knowledge itself has to be, you know, put into action so we can wake our people up so we can be ready for the revolution. You know what I'm saying, brother? Black Power.
Ain't no doubt about it. The triple stage of darkness, that's where life is born from. And in studying the black woman, well, first in studying the universe, but in studying the black woman, that womb, her womb is triple darkness, and that's where the life comes from. That's where your babies come from, and the manifestation of your thoughts and DNAs and chromosomes, that's where it comes from. So
yes,
if
sir.
Our people are in triple darkness, brother, that means that a birth is taking place. Now, I know it looks ugly, and it's rough out there, and our people say, what the hell is going on? We're not going to never come together. But that's wrong. That means if we are in triple darkness, our people are being birthed, and there's a new people that's being birthed, and there's new formations and situations that's being birthed, and birth happens, you know, violently. Birth happens with pain, you know what I'm saying? So this blood is being spilt, and the travail that's happening throughout the black community, that's a process of birth. I want us to really remember that. That is a process of birth. And as our national chairman said, we can only take the pain for so long. After a certain term, that woman got to push. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She got to push, mm-hmm. And we got to push. And so it's the same thing with us in the movement. We have to push. And if we push, we'll be able to build our own communities, or if we want to determine to build our own land and have our own nation, we can build our own nation, but we have to push. And so that's where we're at, Brother Supreme.
Yes, sir.
Power. And I look forward to working with you in the field, brother. Like I said, I'm going to call you, if not tomorrow, sometime this week, man, because you're a valuable part to this chess piece. And I know you was going through some stuff, man. My well wishes, prayers, and positive energy is all the way with you and those with you to remain
Thank
strong.
You, sir.
But you
Thank
remain
you, sir.
Strong,
I
brother.
I left you my number on Facebook. I got in contact with you yesterday. And
okay.
Was it yesterday? It was yesterday or the day before yesterday. And I'm going to also leave you my email address so you can send me some more, you know, so I can get back in tune with what I've been missing out. You know, what I'm missing.
I want
on,
you
know,
in the loop.
Yes, sir.
I want you in the loop. The new Black Panther Party has to be in the loop. And we got to be connected. If we going to be the vanguard and be that brick wall protecting our people, and we got to be strong. So you get in the loop,
yes,
brother.
Sir.
I'm going to keep you in the loop.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right. Black Power, my brother.
Black Power.
Brother Supreme, checking in, Queens, New York. Let me take another call here. Area code 773-551. 773-551. You're on air with Black Power Radio. I'm awaiting your question, your comment. Go ahead and talk to me. Black Power.
Yes, sir. I just have one question. First, just a quick comment. I find it interesting how these brothers got these M16s, but ain't doing nothing. I mean, are they waiting on the Black Panther Party? Or, I mean, if you're ready to shoot, just shoot. Just handle your business. But the real question I have is in regards to the Kendrick situation. Was this regards to a white woman, like a white girl in the school?
None of that has been confirmed at all. No, sir. That has.
But this is the sheriff. But this is the sheriff. Is this the sheriff's daughter? Is the sheriff's stepdaughter? Is he a European?
The sheriff is, but I don't believe it's over his daughter. No, sir.
You said the stepson, right? Correct.
No, Attorney Shabazz was talking earlier about some facts that he had heard from the ground, but that it had not yet been completely confirmed.
Right. Well, the reason I say that is because I think this situation bears testament that we need to get rid of, we need to get away from these areas where these crackers are racial like that. Like, we need to actually migrate from these areas and get to where there's a stronger concentration of Black militancy and understanding of what we're up against as a people. That's
okay.
The first move that we got to make is get out of some of these enemy territories, some of these battlefields, and kind of get together and kind of defend ourselves in our own towns and communities.
No doubt about it. I'm not mad at saying that. My thought on that would be, my initial thought is, hell, we behind enemy lines wherever we go. But I know exactly what you're saying. We have to build a stronger concentration of Black community that is willing to defend itself. I hope that's what you're saying.
Right. Correct, because integration messed this up a little bit. It made us want to disable ourselves and put us in more vulnerable situations among our enemy where they can do what they want to do and cover it up in this or, this or that little town. So sometimes we need to move away from these crackers in these little areas and get out of these schools and get out of where we see they have the ultimate control and ultimate power in those areas. We need to get away from them until we can build up our own strength and our own momentum as a people.
Absolutely, brother. You right on it. What state are you in?
I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia.
ATL.
You already know. So you already know. You know what's happening.
Right. I'm in a somewhat of a Black area, all Black area. So, but
okay.
and that's what I suggest people do. You know, start getting away from these crackers, and start getting where Black people are amassing more political power within their own communities. Now, my last question I want to ask is that. Is this a fact that Chairman Malik Zulu Shabazz have actually stepped down as the head of the new Black Panther Party? Is that gossip or is that a fact?
Well, he talked about it earlier. His term ended. His term ended, and he made it official. He made the official announcement last Monday on our radio show. You know, I encourage everybody to go back and listen to that. Listen to that radio broadcast. He talked about it a lot, but he made it official. Last Monday, his term ended, but he's still with us. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is definitely and still new Black Panther Party, still with us. And as you heard him say, I don't know when you got on, but he was just saying that, he's still a spiritual guide, advisor, and really, once a chairman, always a chairman, just like a president almost. Like, when Obama's term ends, he still will have Secret Service protection. He'll still be President Obama. He's just at the end of his term. So Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is a wealth of knowledge. He's still active, still pushing. He's right there with our national chairman now, Minister Hashim Nzinga. So he ain't going nowhere. He just ended his term as national chairman, still fighting his new Black Panther Party and president for Black for Justice.
So when his term ended, they voted on new leadership. Is that correct?
His term ended, and he made the announcement, and it was declared upon and agreed upon with our National Central Committee.
So somebody voted for the new leadership?
All the time. According to our National Central Committee, and like I say, there's some things I can't go in over the air because it's internal, but just know this, that everything that we do is in decent and in order. And, of course, if he's the national chairman and he makes the appointment for his successor,
then that's what it is. He's made the appointment for his succession. And the government and the government of the new Black Panther Party supports. That's how it goes.
Right.
Usually when a term ends, you don't appoint your successor. Usually the people vote for who the next leader is going to be.
If you're under European rule, let me explain something how this works. The new Black Panther Party is not under European rule, number one. And when you are in guerrilla warfare, the next chain of command, when the term steps down, the next chain of command steps up. And so we're not talking about here democratic centralism, which is what some believe, and we're not talking about a democratic voting process. We are talking about warfare. Okay, so let's get that clear on the air. And so he, again, put in place the person who was next in the chain of command, which was the former National Chief of Staff, which is now Hashim Nzinga, National Chairman, and I come behind that as Chief of Staff. That's how it works. But I appreciate your question, brother. Stay concerned, stay vigilant, and keep pushing, because we got to push forward. Keep your head up there in Georgia, my brother.
Black supremacy.
All right, black supremacy. And again, we got to push forward. We have to make a move towards black concentration. We got to make a move towards getting away from what the cracker is talking about and where they're highly concentrated. My brother makes a great, great point. But again, listen, we have to be united. Unity is still the key. I don't care really if you're in a high concentration of black area or if you're scattered across the hills of North America. We still have to be united. I understand everybody's not going to make a migration, even though we should, but you still got to be united. You still got to be on the front line. You still got to be on the battlefield. You still got to know your position in this war. Some of us will be out into the field, into the countryside. Some of us going to be in the inner cities, but you still got to have your mission and still be strong. Be all right. Let me take another call as I push forward to clear this line. Area code 281-212. You're here, Black Power Radio. Question, comment, talk about Kendrick Johnson or Brother Robeson. Go ahead, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean, Brother Dale, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening,
on?
Sir?
Calling live from Waycross, Georgia, man. I've been, you know what I'm saying? I've been listening all show, and I listened to the last two brothers, and what they don't understand, it doesn't matter where we at on this earth. It's our God-given right to live peacefully. People got things twisted about Georgia. Like, they think it's just here in Georgia. I'm from New York City, lived 18 years of my life. We seen the same stuff up there that goes on here. You know, the only difference is we were a little bit more militant, a little bit more rebellious. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing going on everywhere. And like you said, it basically has to be some type of organization. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad Brother Malik came. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad the new national chairman came. You know what I'm saying? Brother Hashim Nzinga. What I'm saying? I'm glad they came here and shed some light on this, because it's on the low. They ain't talking about it. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any national news here. Our next closest news station is in Jacksonville, Florida. You know what I'm saying? So, and where we have a local newspaper, and I had checked the newspaper that Monday after the brother got assassinated, they didn't have anything on that. You know what I'm saying? Which I found to be very baffling. Anything else they would have reported, but they had nothing on that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad they came to shed light on that. And Kendrick Johnson, because that happened, I think, almost a year ago, and nobody's talking about that. And it's like, you know, until we give a damn, nobody else is going to give a damn. We have to give a damn first.
That's real talk.
Know what I mean?
Yeah. Kendrick Johnson happened early in the year, like January.
Yeah. And it took his parents, you know what I'm saying? It took his parents to keep pushing, especially his mother on social media and sharing the pictures. And that's how I found out about it. And, you know, we only like 45 minutes or an hour from Valdosta. But that's how we found out. And that's a damn shame. That close. And we ain't know nothing about this poor child being murdered like that. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The brothers got to understand. It's not just all about grabbing an M16 and I do this and I do that. It's about self-defense and self-preservation. Those are the two, those are God-given rights to every man, woman, and child walking this earth. We all are. We all are allowed to defend ourselves, and we're allowed to produce fruitfully and peacefully. And the enemy wants to destroy that. You know what I'm saying? And the main thing here is we got to get out the ratchetness. You know what I'm saying? We too into the beefing, the clubs, the foolishness. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about even, I would say, the older, you know what I'm saying, part of Waycross. You know what I'm saying? People like me in my 30s and 40s and so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? Distracted with BS, and the children is picking up from that. You know what I'm saying? Because Waycross, in the city of Waycross, is predominantly black. The county of Waycross, which is where, that's predominantly white. But we own the city. You know what I'm saying? When you come in that city, when you come to the city of Waycross, it's mostly black. You know what I'm saying? And the fear has to go away. I heard what the sister was saying earlier about that, and the police said she's right. It's too much fear. I mean, they don't. I'm not scared of them. There's no reason for me to be scared of them, especially if I didn't break no laws. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, even if you, I mean, no disrespect, but even if you broke the law, you shouldn't be scared because this cracker's broke every law in the penal book, every code, everything
that
is on the books and on the record. They broke and they do it without reservation. So I'm not saying to commit crimes. I'm not saying do anything so to get yourself locked up. I'm just saying don't fear your enemy, but fear is what has to be removed from us as a people, because that's what was inserted during slavery times, and that's what ruled us by. The main thing, brother, again, is to unite. You're not far from, you say you're not far from Valdosta?
No, sir.
Okay, so, you know, the mission that's on the ground there with the new Black Panther Party, you know, you should help. You know, we should organize the community, not just with us, I'm saying, but the community should help in whatever's going on so that we can spread the word, if nothing more than just spreading the word and planning our own organization within the community. You don't have to necessarily do what we're doing. But
I want to do what you're doing, because that's
okay,
definitely
okay.
needed.
Okay,
we definitely
okay.
need a chapter here.
Do what we're doing. And all you got to do, brother, is hit us at in our email. Just take the email at nbpphq@yahoo.com. nbpphq@yahoo.com. And just leave your information, brother, and we'll get
you. Oh, I got your info, bro. I'm going to hit you tomorrow. Yeah, I'm the one that's been hitting you up on Facebook, bro.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, then, yeah, you know where to go then. You come right to the page, brother. Like I say, we're building this thing all over the country, and we intend to build it right and intend to push it in the way of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And, you know, even when you have to restructure, as our attorney says, you have to go through transformation, them are learning processes. But at the end of the day, we have to save our people or work to liberate our people. So we look forward to doing this thing right, setting up all over the country, and doing this in a way that our people can respect and that they honor it, brother. So, yeah, hit me up.
No doubt. No doubt, bro. I got you. I'm out to you tomorrow, man. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you for letting me get on.
All right, brother. Certainly. Appreciate you, my brother. Please stay strong. Keep your guards up there in Georgia, brother, and keep a military mind.
No doubt, bro. Black power.
All right. Black power. And, family, that's real. Keep a military mind where you are. And stay on your post wherever you are in the hells of North America. We're going to be all right. It's, as my brother says, it's black supremacy. It's black power. So we're going to be all right. Black power will rule over white domination and white supremacy. It will rule over their fraudulent constitutional processes, the fraudulent voting processes, the fraudulent electoral processes, and even their fraudulent military Gestapo police forces. We'll rule. We're going to be all right. We just got to learn the tactics. You got to learn the tactics of the ant. Got to learn the tactics of the fleet. Got to learn the tactics of the Mau Mau. Got to learn the tactics of D. Don Kamathi. You got to learn some tactics and learn some training. Learn some political education. Not the colonized stuff, but the real stuff. Learn some real political education about yourself and some Panther education, some knowledge of self, and some real history. And we'll be all right, because guess what? This ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new under the sun. Your ancestors went through this, and our forefathers and foremothers went through this on a regular basis in different points, But they fought this. They fought this, and over time and over proper organizing, put fear in the beast in a way and fear in the devil in a way that they would not respond like this again. And I leave you with this. The Honorable Dr. Khalid Muhammad said this, that when caskets roll in the white community in the same way they roll in the black community, it would stop overnight. And so we have to first get strong. We're not at that point in terms of self-defense. Some of us are not. Some of us are. My brother, who talked about the racks and the AK, maybe he's at that point. But on a mass level, we're not all the way there yet. So we have to learn how to defend ourselves and learn how to train and get our mind sharp and our body sharp and our spirit strong and get our health right and get our food and dietary together and get our mental processes right and get ourselves together. Got to do that. But in the same time while we're doing that, we got to defend ourselves and keep a military mind. So y'all keep listening to Black Power Radio, and you keep training and keep your mind sharp. And in the meantime, in between time, just keep checking up with us. Read our program. Read the 10-point and learn what we're about so that you can get a real understanding of what freedom fighting and revolution is. Point number 5 of the 10-point program, New Black Panther Party, says we want education for our people that exposes the true nature of this devilish and decadent American society. We want education that teaches us our true history and herstory and our role in present-day society. So your role, black man and black woman, is to defend yourself and build something for self. Do something for self and stop begging this cracker for that which we can unite and do for ourselves. It's black power to black people. It's all power to black people. And remember this, if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. Black power, until next time.
Yeah.